When King George went to Worcester, once upon a time, he'd gone there to see the bishop. And when he gets to the bishop's front gate, he sees a big brass plate which says, "Here lives the independent bishop of Worcester." "Well, I don't think much of that," says the king to himself. And in he goes. "I understand you calls yourself the independent bishop of Worcester." "That's right, sire, 'cause I don't give way to no man." "Well, I don't think much of it," says the king. "And I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go off to London on Wednesday morning, and I shall ask you 3 questions. And the first question, how long would it take me to go all the way around the world? And the second question, how much am I worth right down to the nearest farthing? And the last question, what am I thinking at the exact moment as we be speaking? And if you can't answer all of these 3 questions, you will no longer be known as the independent Bishop of Worcester." Next morning was Tuesday morning, and the bishop was up early. He hadn't slept a wink all night. A very worried man he were indeed, to be sure. And he goes out into his back garden and starts pacing up and down his garden path. And there were an old gardener fella there a working night. "Anything up, governor?" "Nope," says the bishop, and continues pacing up and down his garden path. After about 20 minutes, this year gardener fellow woos him up again and says, "You sure there's nothing wrong, governor?" "Well, you've been a good and faithful servant to me all these years, so I'll tell you." "Is that all?" said the gardener. That was after he'd finished telling him, like. "Does the king know you very well?" "Nope, I only met the gentleman for the first time last night." "Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll get up tomorrow morning, I'll put on your clothes, and off I'll go to London, to Buckingham Palace, and I shall answer all of the 3 questions for you, because I've been a bit worried about it." So that's what they does. Come Wednesday morning, he gets up early, puts on his governor's clothes, and off he trots to London, Buckingham Palace, and goes into this great big room, and there's the king sitting up at the far end with all his courtiers a-sitted all around him. "Right," says the king, "first question, how long would it take me to go all the way around the world?" "They must go by the sun, sire," he says, "and that'd take you exactly 24 hours. "Very good," says the king. "Ha ha," says all the courtiers. "That's one up to the bishop." "Yes," says the king, "but how much am I worth?" "Right down to the nearest farthing." "Nothing at all," he says, "nothing at all. There's only ever been one man that were ever worth anything, and he were sold for 30 pieces of silver. So by that reckoning, they bean't even worth a farthing. Very good, says the king. Ha ha, says all the courtiers. That's two up to the bishop. Yes, says the king, but what am I thinking at this exact moment? Ha ha, he says, that's easiest. You be thinking as though I'm the Bishop of Worcester, but I'm only his gardener. And then they chopped his head off. Thank you very much.